Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Oh my God. What time is it? It's 10 p.m. Sunday night. What are you going to be doing with your life?
I thought it was Heidi Duty time.
I thought it was time to rock. I want to rock. Remember?
I want to rock.
Yeah. No Twisted Sister on this show. This is the indie circuit. This is the Radio St.
Pete. They declined.
Radio? Yeah, they declined. All right. The Radio St. Pete exclusive indie circuit. My name's Mal. With me as always.
Dr. Morbius.
From Parts Unknown. We're here to spread the indie music love.
We're here to rock you.
All across the land.
We will rock you.
We are the Johnny Appleseed of indie music.
Johnny Appleseed.
Just wandering around, aimlessly spreading indie music joy.
Yes.
Yeah, new band this week.
New band?
New band last week, and new band this week.
Good Lord!
I know, right?
Oh, man!
This is crazy town.
Who are we playing, man?
Today, we are featuring Today, we are featuring Paul J. Clark.
Okay.
So, we'll be playing some of his stuff. We're going to probably mix in some of the other newer bands that we have been picking up as of late, and hey, if you're out there, contact us. Get a hold of Indie Circuit. Get a hold of us. Or Indie Circuit. Get a hold of Radio St. Pete. Get a hold of us. And we will gladly play you, put your stuff out there. You know?
If you can sing and play a guitar, we'll play you.
Well, don't curse so much.
Okay.
If you curse a lot, then you'll be on the other show. You'll be relegated to the bunch of dorks realm.
Yeah, that's true.
Where we play some other shenanigans.
Mm.
But anyway, hey, enough talky talk. Let's play some music. How's that sound?
Groovy.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Bye.
you're so close to it. One step more, there's no turning back. Virtuoso, close but far away. Virtuoso, she pulls away. And though you try hard, the feeling doesn't go away. Like something's missing, you're slipping. Love's a protege. Virtuoso, close but far away. Virtuoso, she pulls away. Don't let her get away, get away. Don't let her get away, get away, get away. Let her get away, get away. Close but far away.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a hat, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
What they told him. you silence my conscience inside me. I'm crying. Don't silence my faith. I believe. I believe. I won't be silenced.
This is Killer Street. Here, anything goes. And that's no jive. There's one dude they all rap about. They call him Super Dude.
Hey, listen, man, I'm working undercover.
A mellow cat with chicks.
Well, I could be through here by midnight.
A cool, mean cat, a ripoff stud.
I'm gonna nail him if it takes my lifetime.
Nothing. Nobody stops Super Dude.
Don't move, don't turn around. So I'll blow your head off.
The one killer killers fear. Super Dude. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
All right, that was Paul J. Clark before the Super Dude. I played for you Mesmerized, Virtuoso, and Silence. Now, let me go get the contact information. My little pea brain can't remember it. Go to www.reverbnation.com/Paul J. Clark. Of course, he's also on Facebook. Look him up. And a Twitter handle, @PaulClarkMusic. So, you know, support him. Give him some love. Go out there and get some of his awesome stuff. And you can play it anytime you want, just like we play it, you know, on here. We'll be playing it early and often. Thank you very much, Paul J. Clark, and welcome aboard.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Pull the strings!
Yeah. That was my Bela Lugosi imitation. But nice. Wait, I'm not here to do Bela Lugosi imitation. I'm here to talk about our blogs. What are our blogs?
Oh my God, what are blogs?
What are blogs? I don't know. It's this new thing that just happened a few months ago. And
all the kids are talking about it.
All the cool kids are talking about it. You know, but the nerdy guys are doing it. The cool kids are talking about it. And chicks dig them, let me tell you.
Your blog is one of the most famous blogs in the history of blogging.
That's right. Destination Nightmare, my comic book blog, which you can find by Googling Destination Nightmare blog, which you'll find thousands of comic book stories.
It's insane.
And other things.
Artwork, cross links. Yours is like an information mecca.
Yes. It's the information highway.
Mine, on the other hand, is an information stupidity black hole. It's an information black hole, and it's just filled with stupidity. It's called the Wannabe Hot Rodder. It's just me talking about my struggle against boring...
Oppression?
Oppressive cars.
Okay.
And my desire to have better ones of those.
Better hot rods, like a hot rod. You want to be a hot rod. You have a goal in life. You want to be a hot rod. You're going out of the street...
It was a simple man with a simple plan and a simple goal and a simple brain.
Pulling up to a car going like vroom, vroom, vroom.
You're like, hey, what the?
Exactly. Get the hydraulics going, you know, the ding-dong balls in the back and the fuzzy dice in the front. Yeah, hey, it's a goal. It's an achievement. It's something to look forward to getting.
It's a trophy on PlayStation 4, as it were. That's not true at all. But go check out those awesome blogs. You'll be glad you did.
Hey. Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
All right. So, boy, Thanksgiving has come and gone.
Oh, yeah,
know?
That's right, yeah.
I made a chicken this week. This
year you did? You didn't eat turkey?
Nah, no turkey. I just had a chicken.
It's funny because I was going to do the same thing, except I was telling my mom maybe we could get some roast pork or something like that, but they didn't got none, so it was just turkey.
Oh, my God, craziness. So then, did you partake in any Black Friday sales?
Hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Me either. I did go to the auto parts store.
Oh well, there you go.
But that was just for an auto part. So.
So did you? Wasn't there a record store day on Saturday?
I didn't go to that either.
They should just call it Brown Saturday.
They should just call it. Hey, I have won them something in there. It's going to be on eBay in 20 seconds.
It's small business
for 10 times the amount.
And tomorrow's Cyber Monday.
Right.
Yeah. So you know, and then you know, there's broke Thursday. I guess I don't know.
Yeah.
You spend all your money. No,
I did not partake. It seems to me like with all the cyber stuff going on, you know, it's going to normalize after a while. People aren't going to care anymore.
I don't care now.
Unless you go to Best Buy or these places and they're actually, for the first 50 people, you're going to get a free TV set. Then they'll show up, you know, with a purchase of a washing machine or something like
that.
Yeah,
I think we'll delve deeper into it on BOD, but that's one of my most loathsome of events.
Did you ever do it?
Yeah, I used to. I bought into it for a little while. I think I bought into it because Promi was a guy who used to do the show, the BOD with me, was a Promi. He was like super into it, and he plotted out everything like that. And then like I think I bought into the hype for a few years, and then at one point I'm standing in this long line at Best Buy,
why?
And it wrapped around. I was like, you know, there's things I'd rather be doing at 4:30 in the morning,
like sleeping and or drinking beer.
Screw this, you know. And then I got whatever I was there for. I just went home and I was like, I'm never doing that again. And I didn't. And I won't. And I'm happier for it.
I remember one Thanksgiving in better times.
Better times.
Yeah, better times. I decided that I wasn't going to get up at 6 in the morning, but I was going to go to Best Buy.
Oh, the all-nighter?
They had sales. No, I didn't do that. They had sales until noon. It was like from 6 to noon. So I couldn't find a parking space. There was when I used to live down more South Florida, there was a Best Buy like 5 minutes away from my house. I couldn't find a parking space. Finally, I found one around 11, and I went in, and they were saying that, like, you know, if you were in line, they'll honor your, you know, sales, but anybody that, you know, shows up after this point, they're not going to. The line was like half an hour, 45 minutes, just to get a CD or two, you know what I mean? It was just, that was the last one I went to. This was like in early 2000s or whatever.
I just don't buy into it. I hate it. I wish it would go away forever. All right, here's some music that won't go away ever.
Podgers, we don't need no stinking podgers. Oh, no. Bye.
something we hope you'll really like.
Ni hao, ni hao, ni hao.
Jesse Crowder in Death Journey.
Wherever he goes, there's always trouble and a few dead bodies left behind.
Listen, boy, I'm not leaving here without more protection.
You're gonna need protection from me if you don't move it.
Crowder's job, bring back the informer alive. The mob says, no way. Crowder says, try and stop me.
Oh. You're supposed to take some of the meanness out of you.
I hope you're a better fashion model than you are a hit lady.
Please don't kill me.
I'm just gonna bruise you up a little.
Jesse Crowder's in town, and Fred Williamson is Jesse Crowder in Death Journey.
Rated R. No one under 17 and me without parent.
This woman has to be gotten to a hospital.
A hospital? What is it?
It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now.
Nothing can stop it.
The Blob.
Starring Steve McQueen.
It creeps.
It crawls.
It's slithery.
It's slimy.
The Blob.
Plus Dinosaurus. Both in shrieking color.
All right, that was Lulu's Marble, one of my favorite of all time. Then I put in there a little something, a little Christmas from Patty Buca, and then we went back to some more Lulu's Marble to, you know, kick things up
punching the face a little bit.
And after that set, have you lost your marbles?
Nope. Lulu has them.
Okay. All right.
Well, good. I have Lulu's, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
I guess that's what it would be like. Oh, I have Lulu's marbles, so I haven't lost them.
No, Lulu's marble would be another band that's not around anymore. Or are they around?
No, they're gone. That was the one where the lead singer died.
Oh, that was that one. Yep. Okay, yes.
And then Petty Buca has... that was their second iteration of Petty Buca.
More of a pop version of the band or something?
Well, no, the first one... They're just different, that's all. Different singers, different kind of sound, you know.
What is like the big music in Japan? Are these bands like do anything there?
No, they'll do
no damage to the charts in Japan.
They're the same as the music I listen to in America.
So over in Japan,
unheard of, downtrodden, no one knows about them. I love them, but everyone else just ignores them completely. No, they don't ignore them completely. It's just
they're underground bands.
Yeah,
okay.
It's the stuff that you're like, most people never heard of them, but I know them and love them. You know, I'm a devout fan.
Because, you know, Japan is so fascinated with, like, Western culture musically.
Yeah.
You figure that this stuff might be really big over there, but I guess it's not. They still have, like, American Idol shows there and all that garbage.
They have that kind of stuff, yeah. They're everywhere.
Like K-pop, or do they have J-pop
there? Yeah, yeah. AKB48 is, like, the biggest thing in the history of the world.
Oh, God.
And it's, like, brilliant, because AKB48 is this band. It's a girl band. There's 48 of them. And they just, if one leaves, they just have another one.
It's like Menudo.
And they have, like, this ravenous following that, like, people, they're everywhere. When I went to Japan, they were everywhere. It was crazy. And K-pop's the same way with the K-pop bands. It's kind of weird, though, because, like, they're so throwaway. Like, it's so big, but it's so meaningless. And it's hard to like look at that. Like, I mean, imagine that. Like, these guys are like superstars, but they're meaningless. They're not even. They're a cog in a gigantic machine that prints money for a few people, and they just. And yes, they're thrust into stardom, and people are, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you, and then they're just gone, and who cares?
The next one shows up,
and you're like, holy crap!
Low attention span.
That would be so sad to be that. Now, on one hand, you're like, yeah, you had that. You were awesome. Or, you know, you were very famous, but it's so fleeting and so meaningless. Like,
when are they going to bring back Pink Lady?
I don't know what that is.
You don't even remember the band Pink Lady?
Oh, you gave me some of those. That's right.
Yeah, from the 70s. Yeah, they were like a pop band. They were like a big deal. They even had an American version of the show called Pink Lady and Jeff with a comedian called Jeff Altman. Yeah, yeah. It was like total 70s cheese, 80s maybe cheese.
That's one of those things where I've always felt that way. A little bit like... sad about boy bands and about the, I don't know why they're famous, they're living like a lavish lifestyle, they're going to be taken care of the rest of their lives, so I don't know why I should feel that way, but it's like they just don't do anything. They're not like,
and speaking of like bands like that, boy bands, the next time I hear somebody refer to the Beatles as a boy band, I really, really wish they would just go away. And
that is aggravating.
It's truly aggravating.
Like, these people that changed the world have been diminished by social media. We're like, oh, they were just the first boy band. Really?
Yeah,
because
really.
Because I don't remember the last boy band that came in and revolutionized what everyone in the entire globe thought about music.
Yeah.
Explain to me again how they're just a boy band, would you?
Yeah, explain to me how, like, One Direction changed the world, you know?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, for the worst.
For the worst. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you did. Then maybe they have a point, but yeah.
That's very exemplary of all of our... like our attitude now about movies and culture, it just has been, it's the lowest common denominator, and it's been diminished. Everything is diminished. Everyone's accomplishments, everything that's ever happened, is just like flippantly like meh, like
kind
meh.
Of,
meh
kind
is
of,
the
yeah.
is the global sound for anything anyone does.
M E H, yeah. Yeah, meh.
Yep. Oh yeah, grumpy cat face. Haha. Stupid.
it is getting kind of silly, isn't it?
It aggravates me. It saddens me that. That's how our world is. Because I heard it referred to as the smart age, this what we're in now. And
the smart age?
Yes.
Explain.
I didn't make it up. It was.
No, explain to me, because I never heard of that before.
I didn't either until I was like, wait, what? That's kind of like, I guess that was just a relabeling of the information age. Like,
oh, information.
Internet, global connectivity. This is kind of heralded as the time when information is shared so rapidly and so freely that it's called the information age or the smart age.
But I don't see it being used for anything other than just stupidity. Like, but we're cracking genomes. We're you know, there is very important stuff being done. Unfortunately, I'm just staring at Angry Cat or Grumpy Cat on Facebook, and I'm dumb.
Yeah, well,
like if I was working at a lab in Switzerland that was hyper accelerating an atom to create a God particle, while I'm talking to Japan, who's doing the same thing, and we're sharing information, that's the smart age.
See, but I don't think people should be making God particles. You know, I think they should be
making the
like,
devil particles, then metal would get like,
I think they should be like doing better things, like, I don't know, making a better hamburger. I don't know.
Good idea. Let's get on that. Let's call it the God hamburger.
Yes.
Now let's go to some music before this gets really, truly absurd.
And now, it is time to say goodbye, Dr. Evil Schorders, which, for you, is Bad News Bears.
Walter Matthau.
Well, you've got heart, and you've got faith, and it's a long, long race. And we don't know what to make it of it all. Once I knelt to touch the flame when she called my name. Her embers lighting up the way for me to find my open spaces. Some who gave up and took a long, hard fall. Now they just can't feel a single thing inside. Well, I gave mine to Tennessee, and then she gave some back to me. And with a kiss she sent me off with crooked vines. Open spaces. When the sun puts herself away and the wind whispers your sweet name, I'll be here just the same. And so farewell to you, my friend, until we all come around again. And until then, I'll pray that you'll be alright and you're fine. Your open spaces, your open spaces, open spaces, your open spaces. Hey, honey, is it time to go? We were lovers just a minute ago. Then you lost track, then you
turn back to what you knew before. And the bullet that you took in the chest is making such a terrible mess. And you've lost blood, you traced the gun, and now you lost the rest. But it's alright, it's okay. We'd have burned down anyway. There's a man on the run, a hot smoking gun in the night. Yeah, it's alright, anyhow, 'cause your secret's all worn down. You're a victim of love, smooth and run, yes it was. Well, lightning has just struck in the streets. Some will let their hearts go for cheap, but that's not you. And there's no way through to what's keeping you free. And if, honey, what you're saying is true, life has knocked the edge off of you. I wish you luck. The stars above, they sparkle for you. It's alright, it's okay. We'd have burned down anyway. There's a man on the run, a hot smoking gun in the night. Well, it's alright, anyhow, 'cause your secret's all worn down. You're a victim of love, smooth it and run, yes it was. We'd have burned down in their way.
All right, and just before the break, that was Chris DeCroce. Oh my God, I'm
English. Yeah, I know, it's
English
tough
language. I'm no good at it. Yeah. So make sure you go to www.chrisdecroce.net and, you know, give them some love. Support these guys. They're supporting us. They're sharing their music with our listeners, the world. So, you know,
buy their music.
Buy their stuff. And help them out. Thank you very much. And again, if you have a band, reach out to the to Radio St. Pete, you know, the Indie Circuit, or you can email directly at zenbone@hotmail.com. And hey, why not?
It could be played.
It could be you.
You could be famous.
Oh my God! And here's some things.
That's a lovely accent you have. New Jersey?
Austria.
Austria? Well then. Good day, mate. Let's put another shrimp on the barbie.
It's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, that was, of course, 8-Bit Weapon. I played, what, Jingle Bells? And then
Joy to the World.
Joy to the World, not the Three Dog Night one. and then God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. But, of course, you knew that. We'll be ramping up the Christmas festivities in the next couple of weeks because, you know, now it's...
Tis the season
to be
jolly.
Tis the season, yes, indeed. And we've moved very quickly in America from one thing to another. So, as soon as the turkey is into our bellies and off the plates, we're already... decorating for Christmas and ramping up why we should spend money.
Not to mention, it's getting cold and snowy here.
Yeah,
Florida,
it plummeted down to 80,
yeah.
79.
Brr!
Oh, God, oh my God. I bought another leather jacket.
You did?
Why?
You mean like a biker one?
Yeah, I have three leather jackets. You know how often you wear a leather jacket in Florida?
Yeah.
Like one day a year. It plummets down to like 60, and everyone sports their wacky Christmas or their winter stuff, and then it's back to 90.
You get one of those hats like Marlon Brando in The Wild with a leather jacket and walk into the bar. Yeah, I'm here to kick butt and chew gum, and I'm all out of gum. Or
no, that's so sad.
From that great movie.
Yeah, well, it's funny because I have one of those original ones, like those old.
Yeah.
80s metalhead biker ones.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I have one of those. And then I have one of the early 2000s where it's the plain front, really nice, kind of a classic leather jacket. And now this one I got has the racing stripes down across and down the arm.
Yeah. Okay.
So I have way too much leather jacket and way too little cold weather to sport said jackets. Yay, consumerism!
I have a leather jacket. I have a brown one at home.
Yeah.
And it looks it's a normal leather jacket, but if you look at the label, wait a minute, I can't say it while you're drinking. It's okay. Members only.
Nice. You should
But it doesn't look like those old members only. It looks like a real leather jacket. But it's
you should rock that sometime. You should just we should go out and get matching members only jackets.
Yeah.
Just walk down the street.
Leisure suits. Yeah. We're cool, man. We're making a statement, man, about consumerism.
Yeah, man.
Glory stompers, man.
Here's some music.
このポッドキャストを聞いてあなたは普段より数倍賢くなるでしょう。
I never thought that all the fun we had could end. I thought we'd go down like bottoms ever cruising a fair town. Everything goes so fast and then you realize you can't make out the time. And everyone you used to know is gone. Don't you know me? This is my dream. I've made this trip
Dr. Frankenstein found the secret of life, but he lost control. Now, in a screen thriller, Frankenstein's Castle of Freaks, his monstrous creations, fantastic creatures break free. See Rosanna Brazzi, Michael Dunn, Edmund Purdom, and international beauty Christiane Royce in Frankenstein's Castle of Freaks. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Ah, yes, that was the Bob Goblin. Well, actually, that was The Adventures of Jet, which is Bob Goblin. I played The Last Ride, so make sure you go out to bobgoblin.com. Check them out. They have the new CD, Love Lost for Bloodlust, that yes, just came out. Right. And grab it, man. It's great. It's great CD.
Yes. Buy all this music that we're playing.
Sure, why not? And buy us for another week.
Yes.
Because we're awesome. All yes, right, exactly. That's it for this week. My name is Matt, with me as always.
Dr. Morbius.
Hey, and we're going to see you next week for the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. Same bat time, same bat channel.